I don't know if anybody here still drives a stick shift in their car these days. You know, that's the clutch, the gear shift, the accelerator, the brake. Used to be that that was all that was available, wasn't it? I saw that. Used to be that's all that was available. But for a long time now, most of us are been used to setting the pernoodle lever or shift lever and just going. If you wonder what I mean by pernoodle, that's the park, reverse, neutral, drive, and low thing that you see on your dashboard. It follows the sequence of how you shift your car. You put it in park, that's what it does. You put it in reverse, it goes backward. You put it in drive or low, and you control the speed and the direction that you go. But what happens if you put it into neutral? And by the way, I meant to say, title of this is, Can You Get to Heaven in Neutral? What happens if you put your car into neutral? You don't go anywhere unless you take your foot off the brake, and then you go in whatever direction nature dictates. If you're on level ground, you're not going to go anywhere at all. So I've got another question. As I just said, can we get to heaven in neutral? And now I'm talking about neutral as in never picking a side. Now, Jesus is the greatest teacher. He's a very polarizing teacher. Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines polarizing as to break up into factions or groupings. You know, polar opposites refers to completely opposite sides, divided in half, nothing in between, this or this. And Jesus constantly divided his audiences into two categories. We read in Matthew 22:14, as he tells his audience, for many are called, but few are chosen. Why is that? Well, in Matthew 7:21, Jesus explains, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many are called, but few are chosen. Some, a few, will accept the truth and do the will of our Father in heaven, but many will not. And this is nothing unique to the New Testament. God has always challenged mankind to choose, to pick a side, to get out of neutral. In Exodus 32, we read about the behavior of Israel, tired of waiting for Moses to come down from Mount Sinai with the Ten Commandments. So what did they do? They built a gold calf, and they partied, and they worshiped this idol. When he returned in Exodus 32, verse 26, then Moses stood in the entrance of the camp and said, whoever is on the Lord's side, come to me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together to him. We have that same invitation to come to Jesus today. Joshua challenged Israel in Joshua 25, verse 15. Choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua did not idle in neutral. We read in 1 Kings 18:21 of the prophet Elijah's plea. And Elijah came to all the people and said, how long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. But the people answered him not a word. These questions are God's questions from the beginning. They are polarizing. They demand that people make a choice, that people pick a side. If we want to please God, we have to pick a side. Now, poor Elijah must have been devastated when the people answered him not a word. Do you know the feeling? Have you ever been there? But that didn't stop him from choosing. In Matthew 17, verses 13, 14, Jesus invites us to enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Jesus tells us there are only two choices. Only two choices before mankind. One leads to life and one leads to destruction. If you just remain in neutral, it'll be really hard to enter the gate and to find the way which leads to life. So what are we to do? Well, let's read the words of Jesus in Matthew 7, 24 through 27. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock, not just any rock. And verse 26, but anyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was its fall. There is only one true rock, but there are many, many grains of sand. You know, in this age of diversity training and we're expected to be politically correct and we shouldn't offend anyone, we may be hesitant to step up or speak up. But how will anyone know where we stand if we don't pick a side? It's important to pick a side the way 1 Peter 3:15 tells us. Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you. With meekness, with fear. That's how. Let's read about the sides that we can pick by our own free will in John 3, 19 through 21. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than the light. Light or dark? Because their deeds were evil. Dark is evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, and his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. So pick the light or darkness, good or evil, truth or error. Pick Jesus or Satan. Make a choice. Pick a side. Get into gear. Are you still in neutral? Or can people clearly see what choice you've made, what path you're on? Can you see the gate that Jesus invites you to enter through? If you're reluctant to make waves for fear of disrupting the peace, remember what Jesus told his disciples in Matthew 10, 34 and 35. Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. So why should we be surprised to see resistance among our own family members? Jesus warned that picking a side will divide families because many of the people in the family will choose the wrong side. They picked a side, but we mustn't let their choice affect our choice. And perhaps we can help them see the error, their error in time, but only if we pick a side too. And Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Gentiles. The power of God to salvation. How can we ignore it? Mark 16:16 says to believe and be saved or not believe and condemned. Either way, pick a side. Hear his word. Believe his word. Believe it strongly enough to repent, be baptized, confess that Jesus is the Son of God. That's the path we must follow. We need to confess that Jesus is the Son of God and then be baptized. That's the path we must follow according to God's word, which is the Bible, to arrive one day at the gate so that we may enter in. If you're listening on the internet and want to study God's word more fully, then please contact us. If you're here tonight and you have any needs you'd like to make known to the congregation, come forward now as we stand and sing a song of invitation.